All right, folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Your daily dose of real talk, relatable stories, and strategies to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super important: mindful parenting strategies for raising confident kids. Ever feel like your little one is constantly buzzing with anxiety, doubt, or just plain overwhelm? You know that feeling when they trip over their own feet during a game, and instead of dusting themselves off, they burst into tears? We've all been there, right? Well, good news. There are ways to help our kids develop the resilience and confidence they need to conquer the world. We're not talking about turning them into superheroes overnight, although wouldn't that be cool? This is about equipping them with the tools to face challenges head-on, bounce back from setbacks, and truly believe in themselves. So buckle up, parents, because I'm spilling the tea on 5 key takeaways that will transform your parenting game and empower your kids to shine. First off, it's all about active listening. Now, I know what you're thinking. Active listening? Isn't that just, you know, pretending to listen while scrolling through Instagram? No. Active listening means putting down the phone, making eye contact, and truly engaging with your child when they talk. Ask them clarifying questions, reflect back their feelings. It sounds like you're feeling really frustrated, and validate their emotions even if you don't agree with their actions. Remember, kids need to feel heard and understood, not just dismissed or told to toughen up. Number 2, celebrate small victories. We're so quick to focus on the big milestones, getting into a good school, acing a test, winning a competition, that we often forget to celebrate those little wins along the way. Did your kid finally learn how to tie their shoes? Give them high fives. Did they conquer their fear of the slide at the park? Let's have a celebratory dance party. These small successes build confidence and momentum, paving the way for bigger achievements down the line. Thirdly, foster independence. Yes, I know. Sometimes it feels easier to just do things ourselves, like packing that lunchbox or picking out those clothes. But trust me, giving your kids space to make their own choices, within reason, of course, empowers them and builds self-reliance. Let them choose their outfits, pack their snacks, or help with chores. It's not about being perfect, it's about learning and growing. Next up, encourage healthy risk-taking. We all want our kids to be safe, but constantly shielding them from every potential danger can actually hinder their confidence. Allow them to try new things, even if they might fail. Remember that, fail is just a stepping stone to success. Encourage them to step outside their comfort zone, because that's where the real growth happens. And lastly, don't forget to model confident behavior yourself. Kids are little sponges. They pick up on our attitudes and beliefs. So if you want your child to believe in themselves, you gotta believe in yourself first. Talk about your own challenges and how you overcome them. Show them that it's okay to make mistakes and that true confidence comes from learning and growing. All right, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Your little one is struggling with a difficult puzzle at the dinner table. They're getting frustrated, their shoulders are slumping, and they're about to give up. Now, imagine 2 different scenarios. In the first scenario, you swoop in, take over the puzzle, and declare, "Here, let me show you how it's done." While your intention is good, this might send the message that they're not capable of figuring it out on their own. In the second scenario, you offer words of encouragement like, "Wow, you're really tackling that puzzle. I bet you can figure it out if you keep trying. You might even suggest a strategy or two." See the difference? By offering support and encouragement, you empower your child to persevere and build their confidence. So, there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to raise confident kids. Remember, parenting isn't about perfection. It's about showing up with love, understanding, and a whole lot of patience. But before I let you go, I want to leave you with this. What's one thing you can implement from today's episode? Maybe it's actively listening to your child for 5 minutes without distractions, or celebrating their latest accomplishment, no matter how small. Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts. Let's keep the conversation going and support each other on this incredible journey of raising confident, capable kids who are ready to take on the world. And remember, you've got this. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.